You've heard about the Great Resignation or the Big Quit. Well, some of those people quit for good. Others have simply swapped jobs, and that has created a lot of churn in the economy. To find out how much, NPR teamed up with PBS NewsHour and Marist to survey workers across the U.S. NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith has results.
It has been an action-packed couple of years for the job market. The NPR Marist poll found almost 40% of workers have changed jobs in just the last couple of years. That is millions of people quitting and starting new positions every month. Economists have a word for all this churn.
Dynamism.
Dynamism. Heidi Shierholz is president of the Economic Policy Institute. She says dynamism is turnover, change, advancement, that restless entrepreneurial spirit. And she says it's music to her ears.
Low dynamism was a theme in the recovery from the Great Recession.
Shierholz says after the economic shock and mass layoffs of 2008, workers got kind of timid and security-oriented, hanging on to jobs, staying put. And now?
Now we're like so freaking dynamic. People are switching jobs all the time. And that is a good thing. If people are switching jobs, they're very likely taking a job that's a better match for them. The economy runs better. It's also very, very good for workers.
Workers like Debbie Perda in Arizona. She is 38, and she'd worked her way up at a bank for almost a decade. But she'd gone about as far at that company as she could go. So she left, hard as it was.
Very hard. The last day was in tears.
Debbie found a new job as branch manager at a bank. It was a big step up, in most ways.
Did you get a raise when you changed jobs?
I actually did not get a raise when I changed jobs. I actually stayed at the same.
But Debbie was excited for her fresh start. Along with millions of working Americans, our poll found most people changed jobs for more money or, like Debbie, for a better opportunity. Of course, our newfound dynamism has a dark side. It can be exhausting for workers and employers. Constant hiring and training and picking up slack for unfilled jobs. That, in fact, is what happened to Debbie. Even though she was hired as branch manager, staffing shortages meant she spent most of her days filling in as a teller.
So I'm constantly getting distracted. My one full-time teller, if she called off, like, forget about it. You're really SOL. I came in with a master's degree. I come in with experience. And I'm not being utilized to my potential.
Also, pay became an issue. Prices were rising. And to help make ends meet, Debbie had to start doing DoorDash deliveries on the weekend. So, just 6 months into one new job, Debbie started looking for a new job. And pretty quickly, she got one.
I oversee, right now I have 15 employees. I do get to work hybrid.
Did you get a raise?
I did get a raise, so it's good.
Debbie is happy, she feels challenged, she's getting paid more. Economist Heidi Shierholz says this is economic dynamism at its best. Still,
I feel like I'm holding my breath a bit.
Shierholz says if the economy gets worse, all this dynamism could dissolve. Companies could stop hiring, and workers could go back to valuing security over advancement and entrepreneurship. Or maybe not, especially in this moment. Debbie Perda says she thinks there's been a real mental shift for workers.
I've moved from being in the company for almost 8.5 years to, in the last 12 months, I've had 2 jobs. You know, back in my day, that wasn't the norm. You don't job hop. It was bad on your resume, but not anymore. Now, if you see social media like TikToks and things, oh, don't be ashamed to job hop. You know your value. And it's okay to, if you find something better, to like move on, right?
For the record, Debbie does not have plans to move on. She is happy where she is, at least for now. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.